Puhihuia Wade is in for a kōrero today. Puhi runs the essential services operation. She's the manager here at Ngā Whare Wātea. And what's good news for some who will be doing it tough, we were thrown into lockdown pretty rapidly, and for many, they may well be looking at bare cupboards. Thank you for sharing some kōrero with us today. Puhi, tēnā koe.
Morena.
Morena. The decision to reopen the food bank, what sorts of kōrero went on behind the scenes before we decided here at Ngā Whare Wātea that that was absolutely necessary?
We were always going to reopen our food bank. What we needed to ensure, though, is that we were able to keep our community safe by keeping ourselves safe. So we closed our food bank Wednesday and Thursday to allow our teams to go and get tested. Those that are coming onto site are vaccinated. And then we reopened our call centre yesterday to be able to receive phone calls and book in food parcels for today. So we've got pre-booked food parcels today for pickup today, but we are also opening up our phone lines again today for pickup today as well.
How desperate do you sense that some people are? Because if you didn't have any money and you were told at 6 p.m. that lockdown was happening at midnight, you could be dealing with some pretty tough circumstances for some people in some houses where the fridge and the cupboards are empty.
Yes, and that's, that's the reality of snap lockdowns, is that we were told at 6 o'clock Tuesday and all of a sudden everything was all over and done with by 12 o'clock. So there wasn't enough time. I was driving home after the news and I saw all the cars going over to the to the countdown in the shopping centres. So, snap lockdowns, this kind of thing happens. So imagine just not being able to get to the shopping centres and now you're in level four. I went in to countdown. My husband went into countdown and aisles are clear, aisles are empty. There's no bread, there's no meat. So just doing that as a signal. And so hence the reason to reopen our food bank and ensure that our whānau who can't get to places have kai in their cupboards, because what we want is everyone to ensure that they've got kai at home.
Thanks, Puhi. You've had to make sure that it's non-contactless. There are protocols that need to be adhered to in the servicing of people. That's why it's a phone call. And then you don't actually meet face-to-face. You stay in your car. Explain how the food bank operates under this lockdown level.
Yes, so all services are in this together. We are absolutely contactless. Our call centre are assessing COVID risk to ensure that they're not displaying any symptoms. Our whānau aren't displaying any symptoms. From there, the process of arriving onto the marae will be explained over the phone. Once our whānau arrive to the marae, the windows will be up, and then from there we will be phoning them in the car to ensure that they understand the process of coming in and collecting their food parcel. The food parcels will be well away from all of our staff, so that by the time our whānau do come out of the car to collect their food parcel, they won't actually be able to see our staff.
It's not the Tāu Māori way, but I mean, we have to adjust to these extenuating circumstances, don't we, Puhi? I just want to acknowledge your team and those, of course, who need help. But we do that with grace and want to ensure that people are getting by. Tough times for many. Big ups to you and the team at the food bank. What's in the parcels, Pui?
So in the parcels we have food, we've got kai, we've got meat, we have milk, we've got cans of kai, meat. We've also got hygiene care packs, to ensure that we've got the disinfectants, hospital-grade disinfectant, hand sanitizers, we've got medical masks. We also have toiletries, because if you go over to the supermarkets, they don't have any of that. So we have toiletries that are going in as well. And we'll continue over the next few days or over the coming week to look at what else we can provide our whānau.
Ka pai, how many food packs are you expecting to distribute each day, Puhi?
At a minimum, we're looking at 100 a day to 120, and that is likely to increase. So we're trying to stand up today, our food bank, with 120. If the need increases, and it is likely that it will increase, we're getting about 70 phone calls in about 2 hours. So it is likely that it will increase. Our phone lines are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Unless we reach capacity of our food parcels, then we will respond accordingly.
Is it appropriate to give out that number today, or would that put more pressure if you know, if it's more widely spread? Are you comfortable to do that?
Yeah, no, our food bank is open. It is absolutely open to anyone in need. So the phone number is able to go out. We're using social media platforms to be able to get out to our community that might be in need and might need our assistance.
What's that phone number, Puhi?
So we have 0800 MUMA FB, which is 0800 686 232.